Kosira. Thomas Taiwa, former Deputy Speaker, has been re-elected Deputy Speaker for the 12th Parliament. Results show Thomas Taiwa won at 457 votes out of the total 519 votes in the ballot box, defeating contenders Asana Senyakato and Sarah Aguti, who also garnered 45 votes and 14 votes respectively. The Election Commission registered that no MPs abstained from voting and 3 votes were spoiled.
Declaration of results. Having duly counted the votes, I now proceed to announce the outcome of the vote for the position of Deputy Speaker of the 12th Parliament as follows. Total number of ballot papers contained in the ballot box were 519. Total number of members who have abstained from voting is nil. Spoiled and blank ballot papers are 3. Honorable Sarah Aguti, 14 votes. Honorable Nyakato Asnath, 45 votes. And Honorable Taiwa Thomas, 457 votes. In accordance with Rule 5, Subrule 14H of the Rules of Procedure of Parliament, I declare Honorable Thomas Taiwa as the Deputy Speaker of the 12th Parliament of the Republic of Uganda. Congratulations, Honorable Thomas Taiwa.
Upon announcement as the Deputy Speaker for the 12th Parliament, the former Deputy Speaker, Thomas Taiwa, took oath.
I, Thomas Taiwa, swear in the name of the Almighty God that I will at all times well and truly serve the Republic of Uganda in the office of the Deputy Speaker, and that I will support and uphold the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by law established. So help me God.
The newly elected Speaker of the 12th Parliament, Jacob Oboth, has pledged to foster a corruption-free parliament. He made the remarks while presiding over the first sitting of the 12th Parliament this afternoon at Kololo Independence Grounds immediately after he took his oath. Oboth thanked President Museveni, the MPs and his voters for the trust of office, promising to serve even those who did not vote him into the position of Speaker.
You all gathered here today, that faithful and strategic patience has brought us this far, and we cannot thank God enough. I am therefore not standing before you today in this official speaker's regalia accidentally, but because God has made it all possible. For a boy who grew up in a rural village called Muafu in Toro district, who has also attained better education, and today, right now, stands before you as the Speaker of the 12th Parliament, it could only be by divine grace. And to God be the glory. I wish to thank my NRM party chairman, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, for the confidence and trust he showed in my abilities since 2011. Honorable members, I thank you most sincerely for entrusting me today with the highest office of being your Speaker, which responsibility I receive with utmost humility and modesty.
The Speaker promised to represent a people-centered parliament, noting that every bill that will pass during his reign should correspond to with people's needs. He also emphasized that accountability and transparency will take the center stage in administration of the 12th Parliament.
Honorable colleagues, we are aware of what has been going through. I pledge a corruption-free parliament. Under my leadership, we will cultivate a culture of absolute integrity and zero tolerance to corruption, anchored in President Museveni's clarion call for corruption-free parliament in the next 5 years. Accountability begins with us. In the next 5 years, we will hold the executive and other government bodies accountable. But we must start with ourselves. As they say, charity begins at home. We cannot hide from accountability of government resources, yet we expect it from other agencies and departments. That will not work.